The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is still working through the kinks of a potential government shutdown on July 1st.
This has never happened in Alaska. We've never faced this.
Fish and Game Commissioner Sam Cotton is working with the Department of Law and Governor Bill Walker to find out how the department will operate if the government shuts down.
What we're looking at with commercial fishing is the apparent conflicting requirements in the Constitution, one that we manage on a sustained yield basis, and that would require continuing to manage commercial fisheries. But on the other hand, as you know, the Constitution also requires the legislature to make an appropriation before we're allowed to spend money, so there's some uncertainty there.
Cotton explained the department may operate at a limited capacity, but it's still unclear if commercial fisheries will continue to be managed or shut down completely. Fishermen in Homer's Harbor are gearing up for the season. Saner and president of North Pacific Fisheries Association, Malcolm Milne, fishes in Lower Cook Inlet. Fishing is Milne and his crew's main source of income. He says he's in disbelief it has come to this point.
In my opinion, if there was ever a basis for a recall, it'd be if they weren't able to actually pass a budget. That would be completely a dereliction of their duties, in my opinion.
Dock workers and a handful of seafood processors in Homer could also feel a ripple effect from the lack of commercially caught fish. North Pacific Fisheries Association is one of several member groups of the statewide industry group United Fishermen of Alaska. Milne says UFA's board has been actively putting pressure on legislators to pass a budget.
UFA government, or the president, even though he's actively fishing as well, but we have letters out and we've been contacting legislators. I mean, it shouldn't be lost on any of them how serious this is.
Commissioner Cotton says Fishing Game staff will remain on the job until the June 30th deadline, but 110 employees could be laid off across the Kenai Peninsula. Fishing Game employs about 1,700 people across the state. Homer's tourism industry could also take a hit during a shutdown. Kachemak Bay State Park is a big attraction for tourists. The park would remain open to the public, but some services would be unavailable. Acting State Parks Director Matt Wedeking says commercial operators such as water taxis should check the expiration dates on their commercial use permits.
If you have a commercial use permit, it's still valid. You can continue. The issue is if anybody else would like to apply for one, we won't have staff here to process any new permits until a later date.
Mako's water taxi owner, Mako Haggerty, says reservations for trips to the park peak in July and is a large portion of his business. Haggerty's commercial use permit is good through December, but with the park's trail crew and two park rangers out of a job during a shutdown, he thinks people may be less inclined to book a ride across the bay.
Knowing that a certain trail might be impacted by a fallen tree or poor drainage, that could affect the experience for actually a lot of people that are going over.
Wedeking explained that restrooms, water systems, and other facilities would shut down. Fees for park services would also not be charged, losing valuable revenue for the division. Bookings for public use cabins will still be valid, but the system would stop taking reservations on July 1st. Haggerty, like Milne, is disgusted with the situation.
This is one of the consequences of a legislature, and I'll actually point the finger right at the Senate. This is one of the consequences of inaction from the Senate.
The House passed a new budget Thursday, the last day of the first special session. The Senate did not act on the House's proposal before gaveling out. Governor Walker has limited the second session's agenda to the operating budget. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.